not tire.
Give me liberty, or give me death!
We will not falter.
And that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
And we will not fail.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate.
Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Free at last! Free at last! Thank God Almighty!
Free at last!
And now, Common Sense makes a comeback. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Peter Heck Radio Show.
So yesterday I mentioned to you that I was driving up to Wabash, Indiana for an event last evening, and what an incredible program this is. It's not big. It's not huge. You know, when people think about, gosh, how do I want to approach this? How do I want to say this? Maybe I should have thought about it before I turned the microphone on. Hang on a second. Let me try it again. I'm going to turn the microphone off, think about it, and then I'll be right back. You know, one of the interesting things to pose to people, whether they're Christians or not, is to ask them, if Jesus was walking the earth today, who would he be hanging out with? Where would you find him? Where would he be? Now, this isn't ragging on Christians. It's not ragging on church, because it's Christ's church. It's what he wanted. But I don't think you'd see Jesus spending all of his time at the church. I think you would find him at the bars or outside the bars. I think you'd find him on the street corners where the prostitutes are. I think that you would find him in some of the most uncomfortable non-Christian settings that you could imagine. And I say that only not because I am perfect in the mind of Christ or anything like that, but I just based on his behavior when he was here. I saw a glimpse. Even though I was in a church last night, I saw a glimpse of where Jesus would be and what he'd be doing last evening. You know, as I look at this new chapter in my life that starts at the end of the month, and the new direction, the new focus that I'm going to have, it's things like this that really stress it to me. It's things like this that make a difference and that matter. What I went to last night, I spoke briefly to a group of young high school girls who are moms. It's a teen mom program that a group of Christian ladies, I believe from different churches, got together and they started. It's sort of like a mentoring program, but more than anything, it's a group that gets together, and I'm actually not sure if it's biweekly or if it's monthly or if it's weekly. I don't think it's weekly. But anyway, they get together. First of all, they all share contact information, so you can call any of these ladies for help when you need it. But they get together, there's child care provided for their children, and they can all sit around, they can play games, they can have fun, they have a good meal together, and then they talk a little bit about God. Now stop and think about this. These are young girls who I would say made a mistake, that Scripture would say made a mistake. They engaged in sexual conduct outside of marriage. They became pregnant, but they didn't compound their mistake by choosing to murder the child. They chose to have their child. And they chose to raise that child. And as a consequence, these are high school girls that really can't relate, or at least their friends cannot really relate to them. Anybody who's a parent knows the kind of conversations you have. Anybody who's a parent knows the kinds of things that consumes you, the kind of things that you think about and you have to consider. It's not what a typical high school student thinks about. You're having to worry about the rash, the diaper rash. You're having to worry about the child and the colic that's not sleeping at night. You have to worry about where you're going to get the diapers, and you're going to have to worry about if you go to this event, you're going to have to get babysitters for that. And you have to worry about so many different things. Is the car seat approved? Feeding the child on schedule? Nap time for the child? You have to worry about so many things that a normal high school student doesn't have to worry about. And even your good friends who don't have children, who try to understand, they can't understand. They don't get it. You can't understand until you have children. Even if you're a really good aunt or uncle, you can't understand until you have children. So this group allows these girls to come and talk to one another, establish friendships and relationships with one another where there's people like them. People who are going through similar life circumstances, and it's all presided over by a group of loving Christian women who provide the meal, who provide the help, who provide the listening ear. Just some pretty remarkable things that a group like that can do. If Jesus was walking the earth today, I think that's where you'd find him, ministering to, talking to these girls that the world has a stigma that they then carry with them, that they apply to them. Many of these girls would have been of lowly economic means. The world would certainly say things about them. But they come into that group on a weekly or biweekly basis. And they find love, they find compassion, they find patience, they find no judgmental attitude, they find grace. Now it's likely that those girls won't always make good decisions, but I guarantee you of one thing, they are a lot more likely to make good decisions because they're part of that group than if that group didn't exist. They actually had me in to talk to them a little bit about choices because several of them are graduating. So they're leaving the program. Choices. I think that's where Jesus would be. I think that's what he'd be doing. I think it's what he'd be consumed with and concerned about. And again, this is just a group of Christian women that decided to put this group together. I'll tell you, after I got done talking, they did a montage video and everything, and they played this song. And I'm sitting in the back of the room, and I'm like a fire hose back there, man. I mean, these moms up there, they were kind of laughing and pointing and chuckling and everything, and I'm just, woohoo! Because it was all about, you know, you only get to hold your child for a little while before, you know, they take off and they do all these great things, and you'll always pray for them, they'll always be, it's just, and I'm sitting there thinking about two girls at home and a little guy on the way, and I'm thinking how fast this is going to go. Yeah, I was a mess. But again, it was last night that drove home again the peace that I have with the decision about this radio program, the decision about where I spend my time and my focus and my efforts. It was great to be there. Because again, we talk all the time on this radio show about government spending and about how government shouldn't be involved so heavily in public welfare and all of this. That government can't do what individuals can do for themselves, so on and so forth. Do you know where we spend the vast majority of government dollars? We spend it on public welfare. We spend it on programs designed to replace or to take care of the holes left when family collapsed. I look at those girls last night and their families. And groups like that Teen Mom program help hold families together. They help children and mothers not become dependent wards on the state. In other words, We can argue about the political side of it, but the way to solve it is to rebuild families. The way to really solve the problem, even though we're right when we say it's not a role of government, government doesn't do a good job, we're right in that argument, but maybe spending a little bit more time or a little bit more focus or supporting the groups that are spending a little more time and a little more focus. I mean, some people's gift is to articulate these things in the public square, and I'm not saying it's wrong to do that at all. It's what I've been doing for the last 9 years, and I don't consider that a waste. But to spend, to support those groups that are training young people, that are helping young people not go down that path, to be able to stand on their own 2 feet. You want to solve that problem, that's how you do it. It was just a real blessing. It was a real blessing to be there, and again, my hat is off to them for everything that they're doing against the Teen Moms program. And I don't know, is there one of those around Howard County? If not, there should be. Is there one of those in Tipton County? If not, there should be. Is there one of those in Cass County? If not, there should be. And don't give me that, well, you started. That's not my gift. I mean, not to be rude, but I don't have the gift of doing what those ladies are doing. I don't. My efforts are better spent in a different area. I go all biblical on you. Talk about the rebuilding of the walls in the book of Nehemiah. You send people out to various places on the wall. You don't just rebuild your wall all in one place. Not everybody is meant to be a preacher. You can rebuild the wall as much as you want in the church, but the enemy will just run around over there in that other area, in the education area. Now, whatever your gifts are, use them for the great purpose that God's called you to. That's what those ladies are doing. And it was moving for me to see. It was moving for me to get a part, to be a part of, to bring what I do to help facilitate what they're already, the great work they're already doing. Some of you, maybe you're feeling the tug at your heart. Maybe you're being inspired. Maybe you're being motivated. What are you doing with your time? Is it something that's going to last? Are you leaving the legacy? Or are you just killing time, passing time, arguing with people? Content that you're right and they're wrong? Well, it's kind of like I've had a religious awakening. No, I've always thought this. It just took me 9 years to put feet to it. And I really, by the way, I'm really not trying to take a haughty, holier-than-thou attitude. That's not at all what I mean by that. I'm just very excited about this. It's a newfound clarity. It's an excitement about using the same kind of approach and medium and all of that. I mean, sticking with the radio just in a different form, in a different format, in a different way. Sticking with the speaking, but refocusing the major subject lines that I'm talking about. I'm not discounting anything that I've done for 9 years. I don't want anybody to get that impression. But I am. I'm excited about the refocus. I'm excited about the reboot. Or as Sarah Palin might call it, a reload. Yeah, see, there I go. I had to bring politics into it, didn't I? Yet you think that's bad? In the next segment, I plan on doing something that no mortal man who has a radio program should ever do because of the potential for wrath that you might incite. You want to talk about the most controversial of controversial subjects? I'm going to bring it up. I'm going to talk about it, as well as a couple other things I heard on the radio on my drive on CBS News on the way back. You remember yesterday I was talking about common sense, how we've just abandoned common sense? Yeah, I heard two stories on the CBS news break as I was listening to the radio on the drive from Wabash. I was trying to find the NBA playoff game on the radio. I couldn't find it anywhere. All this sports talk that I found, I couldn't find the game. I don't want to listen to people talk about sports. I want to listen to the sports. Yeah, anyway. But I caught the CBS news break. couple stories that fit in with exactly what I was saying yesterday about we just don't have common sense anymore. Prime examples of it. But then also, the most controversial subject, I believe, known to man, or at least known to Americans right now. I'll tell you what it is when we come back. Let me first of all thank our friends over at the American Family Association of Indiana. Everything I just said about the value of family and the importance of family and understanding how rebuilding families and strengthening families, that will solve so many of our problems that we have with a bloated government. Government is trying to take the place of what family once was, and it's not doing a good job. You want statistics on that? You want facts and figures on that? Talk to our friends over at the AFA of Indiana. Go to their website, afain.net, afain.net. You will love the American Family Association of Indiana, what Micah Clark turns out on a weekly basis in that weekly email that he sends out. Now that the Indiana State Legislative Session is over, we're gearing up for the next session next year. That means a big battle in Indiana over marriage. If you want to find out what you can do as far as that goes, get over there to their website, afain.net. Afain.net, thank them for being good friends of Attaboy, as are the good folks at the Wyman Group, 854-1234. They helped us purchase our first home. They're helping us purchase our second home. They also helped us sell our house and find a rental home. They've gone above and beyond. I know they'll be happy to do the same for you. That's the way they treat their clients. Again, let me give you the number, 854-1234, the Wyman Group. Good friends of Attaboy Productions Incorporated and your good friend in Central Indiana when it comes to residential or commercial property. Check out Wyman today. Okay, the most controversial issue in America today. That comes up next.